Check, check.
Thank you.
Brad, this is Ryan. Thanks so much for checking this out. The whole thing is going to be like this, so you can come closer if you want.
You can dance, you can make out, you can drink a Coke.
Come, buddy.
Eat a sandwich. Read a book.
Make out with a book. Eat a Coke.
Dance on kill a cookie.
Let's keep it up.
This song is called Let's Go Die. It's not as negative as it sounds.
Thank you.
Most important, most important. Dead without air. Thank you. We've been on tour for about 3 weeks. We have a couple more to go. And we don't really talk anymore. It gets nice to stand up here next to, you know,
this guy.
Just kidding, we're still having a really good time.
Okay.
But I'm having a fun time. But this song's called Spring Street. It's about Ann Arbor, Michigan, where we're from, ostensibly. And it's the highest point in Ann Arbor. There's a street, you can kind of get to this park, Hunt Park, and overlook the entire town. And I lived right by it last summer for a minute, and wrote the song. It's kind of mellow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We still play a couple more songs. We have some records and tapes and whatnot for sale. And thank you for having us. So nice. Thank you all for having us.
Thank you.
we'll play one more song, and then we're done. This is such an awesome spot. This is one of the best spots we've played on tour, so thank you.
Somewhere in Los Angeles. It's all California to me, guys. And so we're like out in the sun all day and like doing this thing, singing the same song five times or whatever. And then we drive to San Diego and get to the place. It's like some bar. Could be a strip club for all of them. I don't care. Just some bar. And we get there and like, okay, just load and play, whatever. And there's like 10 people and they're watching and they're like, play some fucking music, dudes. Or whatever. That kind of vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of. A lot like a bar, we don't care what's happening. But then a band comes on after us, and they're all really friendly people. We're talking to them, they're really friendly. The band's called Triple Cobra, and it was
just picture,
yeah,
what that band would sound like. Triple Cobra,
have you got a picture in your mind?
you're correct,
no, barely close because they're so insane. It's like seven people on stage, including two, like, kind of like backup dancer, backup singer, burlesque show ladies with like choreographed like moves with like fedoras and shit like that. And it sounds like LA Guns and Meatloaf and all at the same time. Like, they got their own light guy doing a light show and shit like that. And it's kind of good, but like they have a part in the middle where there's like breaks down. It's like, and one guitar player's like, and the other guy's. Like a harmony guitar part, and at that moment I was like, you know, there may or may not be any reason for me to ever play music, because this is what I'm doing with my time. I'm hanging out in some place I've never been before, and I'm in a club. It's 1985, and Triple Cobra, who are all really nice and probably care about the music a lot, are doing their thing, and here we are just like selling our cassettes. But then, you know, there's an Elliott Smith song where he says, "Happy and sad come in quick succession." Kind of like that tonight. So I'm like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I was tripping. I understand. So thanks for rectifying my existential crisis. It's such a good show. Yeah. This song is about true love.
Thanks.